not going to work 100%. At least we are trying. Slow it down.
Robert Pitka is a tribal administrator in Tuksuk Bay. His village is mandating anyone returning to the community to quarantine themselves for 14 days. And to help enforce that, Tuksuk Bay has created a quarantine task force. The task force will meet people getting off the plane and tell them they need to go straight home and quarantine. So far, Pitka says he's the main member of the task force.
I can't check every plane, but I'm working with the tribal police officers to do the best we can to interdict airplanes.
The task force won't use handcuffs or force people to quarantine. Pitka says what they'll do is hand the travelers instructions for how to quarantine and how to monitor for symptoms of COVID-19.
That's as far as we can go to prevent.
Other villages are stopping travel to their community before people even get on the plane. Hooper Bay Tribal Administrator Mamie Tinker says her village's policy is, quote, no outsiders are to enter the native village of Hooper Bay without approval.
Outsiders meaning like people who work for AVCP, OCS, AVAC, they need to ask us for permission first before coming into Hooper Bay. And the only way they could come here is if it's an emergency.
Hooper Bay is coordinating with both Raven and Grant Air Services to screen passengers. She says the airlines are asking travelers if they're residents of Hooper Bay. And if not, the companies are calling the village to see if they have permission to come.
They've been calling here and they've been pretty good about that. We've turned some people away already since last week. Someone from AVAC wanted to come and fix a line, but it wasn't emergency.
Still, other villages have the problem of being accessible by the road. The ice road, that is. Queefluk is just a short drive away from Bethel via the frozen Kuskokwim River. And city manager and incident commander Boris Epchuk is not going to let COVID-19 enter the community via car or snow machine.
We're setting up various security checkpoints through the perimeter of this community.
Epchuk says he has village police officers manning all the primary access roads into Queefluk 24/7 until at least April 20th.
If they're not from this community, they're not going to come in.
Epchuk says if they are from Queefluk, returning from medical travel, they'll be allowed back in and told to quarantine for 14 days, and there won't be any guards making sure they stay home.
It's really up to them to at least adhere to that request because we're trying to prevent something from coming into this community.
Tuksuk Bay, Hooper Bay, and Queefluk have enacted measures to enforce their travel restrictions, but the leaders in all three villages also ask people to please respect their policies, saying they're there to protect the communities. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.